So we got to be what? We got to be sober. We got to be vigilant. We got to be king. We got to know. We don't need to be silly, dumbed down and unlearned, unaware, just unconcerned. No. We're intelligent people. We are children of the King. God is intelligent, is an intelligent God. He didn't create dummies and zombies. He created, he said, we are what? Fearfully and wonderfully what? Made. No other people on planet Earth has a God like ours. Hello? I'm going to say it again. I said no other people on planet Earth has a God like ours. That we can go to him and call upon him for anything and he'll answer us. That's according to his will. He made a plan, gave us laws, gave us a covenant, and into a covenant with him. He gave us laws and statutes, that means commandment, his command, his will, his word, for us to learn and follow and do. Say it again, for us to do what? Learn, follow, and do it. Because he said what? Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. And he said concerning his word, no word that comes out of my mouth return to me void. Isn't that right? The absolute of my word. He said, what did Jesus say before one jot or tittle of passed? Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will stand forever. Is that right? He said in Hebrews that he holds everything is held together by the word of his power. Am I right? So we got to be sober. We got to be what? Vigilant. Because we know who's going around seeking whom he may devour. So he said in verse 9, so we can move on. Whom resist how? How? Whom resist how? Steadfast in the faith. Knowing, not ignorant, but I'm knowing this. Knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brother that are in the world. Other believers are going through the same thing you're going through. Same devil messing with them, messing with you. So you resist him. Don't you accept that? Whose report will you believe? Are you going to believe what the doctor said? I made mention this last week. Maybe I need to mention it again. Maybe on prayer line. Thank God for the doctors. They can tell you they're doing them all. You know, they're doing some wonderful things. There's some outstanding thing. But there's somebody beyond the doctor. Sometimes the doctor give you a bad report. Hello. Amen. I said sometimes he gives you what? A bad report. Are you going to believe it? And you read the word and Jesus already said you will heal. Now which one are you going to believe? The doctor report or what God has said? By his stripe you will heal. You have been made rich for your sake. He became poor that through his poverty you might be rich. Now which report are you going to believe? What your bank account is saying or what the Lord said? That means you have to get your bank account to line up with the word. In other words, the way you get it lined up with the word, put something in it. And stop smoking and chewing it up and drinking it up and popping it up, whatever you're doing with it. And if you want to get in line with the word, put something in there. Amen. Amen. So we have to deal with this adversary because God have already blessed us. He's not trying to get us blessed. On our, where is our confession at? Yeah, here it is. Let me get to where I can see it. We have learned what to invest in. Hello. And then that last verse, the last part of it says, the blessing of the Lord does what? Make us rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. If what you're doing and you're not being blessed and you got sorrow, you're so sorry, you know, you feel with sorrow because you don't have enough money, you don't have enough this, you don't have enough that. Well, you say, well, the blessing, I'm not in the blessing then. I'm not activating my blessing because the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Say, I'm rich. Come on, say it again. Say it like you mean it. Say, I'm rich, rich, rich. Why? Because the Lord have made me rich. So your finances, your lifestyle, and everything got to get the news that you're rich. Hallelujah. And once you get your heart fully persuaded and get your mind renewed to it, then you can handle that richness. I am rich. I'm not trying to get rich. I was made rich by God. Are you getting it? We take on stuff that the enemy, that God didn't say and didn't give us, and we claim it and walk around and tell everybody. You know, I don't have this. I can't do that. And da, 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 da. You know, can't is real. That's a cuss word. It's really a cuss word. Because the scripture says plainly, I can. I can. What? I can. What do? I can. What is it? I can tie up my shoe. That's all I know to do. No, I can do all things. So we need to get rid of the can't. Just say, I haven't learned yet. But I can do it. I'm going to go back to Wednesday night. I guess that's what we picked up. I can't go to church on Wednesday night. We have to get rid of that. Hello, hello, hello. A good shepherd will tend to the flock. I'm a good shepherd this morning. Hallelujah. Because the wolves going to get you if you don't come in and stay with the herd. Keep running off out there straight by yourself. After a while, we won't see you because he will have eaten you up. What happened to so-and-so? He got ate up by the wolf. Hello? Don't shout me down when I get to preaching good and go to sleep on me. Hello? Because it's true anyway, whether you acknowledge it or not. It's still the truth. The truth don't change because you want witness to it. You want to adjust your life to it. And I found out God was right all the time. Here's the problem. I need to make some adjustment. I need to get rid of some excuses. Hello. Hello. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So,